Welcome to the STC podcast, a short reflection, prayer and carol for this Christmas week.
Welcome to Tuesday's podcast. My name's Bryony and it's great to be with you this week. Today's reading is Isaiah 9 verse 3. Remember to keep listening at the end of this podcast to hear the whole reading for the week. So, verse 3. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. We thought a bit about the context of this week's reading yesterday, but to recap, this is a prophecy given by the prophet Isaiah to the people of Israel and Judah during a not so easy part of their history. The passage both speaks into the situation they were in, but it also is a description of the coming Messiah, Jesus. Today, in just one verse, the word rejoice is repeated three times, and the word joy is also thrown in for good measure. It is saying that when the Messiah, when Jesus arrives, there is reason to rejoice, as much as people celebrating their harvest at the end or the end of battle. I'm not sure about you, but I am yet to rejoice over any post-battle plunder, but I do slightly more resonate with the image of harvest. The couple, and I really do only mean a couple of times, that I've succeeded to grow something in my garden, I have definitely rejoiced. The strawberries certainly taste sweeter when you've gone to war with the slugs and won. Hey, maybe that's my post-battle plunder. The thing with growing fruit or vegetables is you can do what you can do, but in the end, you have to stand back and let the soil, the sun and the rain do their jobs. I rejoice when something grows in my garden, not because of my skill, but because in some way it is a tiny picture of grace. I did my bit, but then nature took it on its own, in its own hands, and was kind to me. We rejoice when things grow, when situations change, when there is hope where there once wasn't. We rejoice even more when we know that the change wasn't purely down to us and our hard work, but to God showing us grace, favour and love. This verse got me thinking about whether I'm rejoicing enough in my life. We have friends who wanted to have the value of celebration in their marriage, and so practically that meant always having a bottle of bubbly in the fridge. I love this, not just because I do enjoy a glass of something sparkling, but because the heart behind it is an expectation that there will be reasons to celebrate, that rejoicing will be a default, not an exception, and the expectation that the fridge will need replenishing regularly. How are we building rejoicing into our lives? Do we celebrate the victories, big and small? When's the last time we popped a bottle of bubbly? As we move through Advent, we are reminded of the heavenly party that was thrown one night 2,000 years ago. A party that celebrated the arrival of a baby who would give mankind an eternal reason to celebrate. So let's aim to rejoice more, or as the prophet put it, to increase our joy. Whatever your day looks like today, why not look for one thing you could celebrate? A work target reached, a child's achievement, no matter how small. The fact you stayed in your budget this month. Or simply that today was better than yesterday. Let's pray for our day. God, thank you that in the birth of your Son, we have the ultimate reason to rejoice. Thank you also that you give us many good things. Help us to be a people who celebrate quickly and show your world what it is to rejoice.
Beautiful. nothing compares to this.